This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello there, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
I don't know why I said it that way.
I was going to ask you, but I was going to let us get through the intro.
Oh, well, I'm just feeling a little spunky today. Listen, we are not experts, right, Dori?
No, we're not. We are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
We are. And this here is a mini episode, which is where we hear from you, the listeners. We share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts. We're just podcast hosts. And we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed. You know, Kate, as I was reading that, it did occur to me. I don't know why this has never truly occurred to me before, but we say we're not experts, we're just podcast hosts, as though there aren't thousands of podcast hosts who are also experts.
Oh, that's true. That's almost insulting to those people.
Yeah.
Should we change it?
I don't know. I just want to apologize on behalf of all expert podcast hosts.
You know, I've never thought about that, but you're right. A lot of podcasts are hosted by experts.
Exactly. Even armchair experts.
Wow. Shout out to Dax.
Hey, Dax.
Hey, Dax.
I don't know. I don't know why that just occurred to me.
Well, we mean no disrespect. We're simply just saying we are not.
Yes, we are not experts. We are solely podcast hosts, not expert podcast hosts.
That's correct. We are not, for example, Brené Brown.
She was exactly who came to mind as I was thinking about this.
Yeah. Though we are like, vulnerable. We do love being vulnerable.
We do. We do. Or like Esther Perel.
Yeah.
She's an expert.
Totally.
Wow. This is a real hashtag deep thought.
This is. Wow. Look at us really analyzing.
I am not high.
No, you don't. You don't partake in cannabis.
I don't.
No.
I don't. This is just my natural state of being.
This is our 2021 vibe.
Yes.
Well,
totally.
Well, hey, if you would like to reach us, who the non-expert but respectful of other expert podcast hosts, you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message at 781-591-0390, or you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. We love to hear from you.
You can do that. And you can connect with the Forever 35 community on Facebook at facebook.com/group/forever35podcast, on Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast, on Twitter at Forever 35 Pod, and on a subreddit at reddit.com/r/forever35. And just a reminder that everything we mention on the show is always on our website, forever35podcast.com. Just click on over to the episodes tab and it's all there. And I also just want to mention that we are back in the new year with office hours. So if you want to chat with us about podcast stuff, please fill out the form in the show notes or on the website.
It's a real highlight of my month to get to talk to listeners about podcasting. So if you have any questions, you want to pick these brains, yep, you let us know. I'm having a little bit of like a product. I'm having a little bit of like a breakup where I don't want to move on, but I'm moving on because the product that I'm dating is too expensive.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So
let's hear it.
So how do we handle this when you fall in love with a product, but the product is expensive? Okay. I received a sample of SkinCeuticals Triple Lipid Repair Face Cream.
Okay.
And I loved the sample so much that I went for it and I purchased an entire container.
And how much does an entire container run?
Okay, I want to say that I am embarrassed to admit that I spent this much money on a face cream.
Okay. All right.
I'm embarrassed. I don't feel good about it. I also feel like it's setting a bad example in terms of consumer. I have a lot of feelings. I know. I'm apologizing. Okay. It's $128.
That's a lot.
Oh my God. It's so much. But I like it. Okay. But it's way too expensive.
It's very expensive. So what do you do?
So I'm at the end of it. Do is try other products. I've done so much like dupe Googling for this product.
Uh-huh.
And I have other products going that I like, that I'm trying out that I don't like quite as much, but I like a lot, like the CeraVe Skin Renewing Night Cream, which is like $14 to $15.
Okay.
Again, to $128. Then I randomly grabbed the Olay Regenerist Unscented Night Cream.
Never
tried an Olay product in my life, but I just was like, I just love like a really thick, really rich nighttime moisturizer, different from like an Aquaphor or like Weleda Skin Food or something that I feel like you put on to kind of seal. I just love like a really thick night cream as my last step. So those are two that I'm trying. SkinCeuticals also makes an overnight moisturizer for dry skin that's called Renew Overnight that is $62. So I don't know what it is about old Triple Lipid that makes it so expensive, but something about it.
It's all the lipids.
It's those lipids. So then I went on Soko Glam the other night.
Okay.
Last night. And I did some like deep diving into their really heavy, thick moisturizers. And I bought a bunch. And like the order that I placed like with like five products was the same price as one bottle of the fucking Triple Lipid.
Wow. But
then I get into this like mess of like, is it better to buy one thing that you really like or a bunch? But I'm trying, like, look, you and I have a budget to try that we give ourselves to try products so that we can talk about them on our show. So part of this is like an investment into learning about stuff so I can talk about it. But I also am just on this like weird quest for a deeply nourishing night cream.
Mm-hmm.
And the Triple Lipid, I will say my one beef with it. I'm sorry. This is a real deep dive into night creams here, but
I'm here for it.
I'm going to rattle on for a minute. The thing I like about it is it really absorbs. I love the texture. It's really kind of thick and heavy, but it also feels like it really sinks into my skin. I do notice it stings a little bit when I put it on, and I don't know what that's about. The CeraVe and the Olay, I have noticed they're nice and my skin feels nice after. They don't quite sink in the same way. And there's almost like a light film on my skin after I've used it. And I need to kind of examine the products a bit more and the ingredient list so I can better understand, you know, what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I found some very exciting prospects over on the Soko Glam website.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to spend the month kind of trying stuff out and reporting back. I got a ceramide cream.
Mm-hmm. Love a ceramide.
Egg mellow cream.
Ooh.
I got an eye cream, a collagen eye cream, and I got a hyaluronic acid.
Great.
So
okay.
I'm going to play around with some products. If anyone has anything to recommend, I'm here. I'm listening. I know I've been down this road before. But I can't find anything that I like as much as this freaking expensive thing, but I don't want to be in the relationship with it anymore.
Okay.
So I need to break up with the SkinCeuticals cream, but I also want to keep dating a night cream that makes me feel as loved and nurtured as the SkinCeuticals night cream.
Right.
I don't know why I've added on the extra like relationship aspect of this. But
yeah, it's interesting.
Weird,
what you,
right?
What do you think that's about?
I don't know why I'm turning this into like a sexy thing.
I run into this with clothes also. Like, should I save up and buy the expensive, you know, sustainably made shirt? Or should I just buy a few like things from Old Navy that were marked down to $12.99 that I like, kind of like, but don't love? And then I end up spending the same as I would have spent on the one shirt that I loved. But now I've spent the money and I can't buy the shirt. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Okay, so maybe I need to rethink products as investments and also how I spend money on things.
I'm suggesting it. I'm not, you know, I think it's a hard mental shift to make. I know it is for me because I was raised on the idea of like you only buy things on sale and it's about like quantity, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, we would go to Filene's Basement and if we got like 1,000 things for $100, it was like we had won.
Yeah.
Instead of thinking like, oh, I'll buy the $100 thing. So it's definitely not a mindset that I come to naturally, but I'm trying to be more deliberate and intentional about what I buy. And sometimes that means sacrificing in other areas of my life or, you know, other material objects that I'd been thinking about getting. Mm.
Well, and, you know, another thing I'm thinking of is like, one thing I've really been trying to educate myself on is like branding and price markup and like the cost of things not actually equating the value.
Totally.
And like mm-hmm. being expensive does not actually mean it's actually worth, you know, like all that stuff. I am very susceptible to like being like, oh, this is fancy. It's better when like actually it might not be. And so I'm trying to do a better job understanding like when is it worth spending money on something? And when is it not? And how do I not fall into the traps that I've fallen into before, the kind of the things that sway me? All right. Well, thank you. That's really good food for thought. Tell me about this bath you took after having kind of a zombie night, because you've
sent
your book. You're in kind of like, you know, you're almost getting close to the finish line of writing this book.
Yeah. So let me set the scene. I'd had a conversation with my editor. And I was like, I think in addition to having you give me the next round of edits, I was like, I just feel like I need to have some people I know who are theoretically like the demographic for this book read it, because I've lost all perspective on this book. I've been working on it for so long. And she's like, oh, that sounds like a great idea. But I'm really under a time crunch right now. The book has to be turned into the copy editors by January 15th. And so she had sent me back some edits. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to whip this into slightly better shape over the next few days. And then I'm going to send it to these three friends, one of whom is Kate Spencer.
Woo! So excited.
All this was complicated by the fact that we have no childcare during the 2 weeks that I would theoretically like really need to be working on this. So it was interesting, but Matt took Henry for like most of the day in the beginning of the week for a couple days. I worked a lot. Yesterday morning, I woke up at 4 for no reason, but except probably stressed out. Couldn't fall back asleep. So I was kind of a zombie all day, but I had to like, I was like, I must finish this. Like I have to send them something. But it was that kind of thing where I was like, I need to send them something that's not completely embarrassing. You know?
Uh-huh. I know.
So I was sort of like rushing. But I'm also the type of person who's like, it's never good enough. And I had to kind of like, shut up. You know, I had to tell myself that.
Yes, I'm glad you did.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, point being, yesterday after like not sleeping the night before, working on this all day and then at night, I finally finished, I sent it off, and then I was like, I am going to take a bath. And I've done this, I mentioned that I'd taken a bath recently on this podcast. And I remembered how good it made me feel. And I was like, this is exactly what I need right at this moment. I need to get in a hot, steaming, lovely smelling, comforting bath.
You just took a bath the other night. This is becoming
I know. So here's what I did. I busted out the Milk and Honey bath set, which I believe I mentioned on an ad read recently, because as we've discussed many times, they're a longtime sponsor and supporter of this show. We love Milk and Honey. They sent me their new gift bath set, which is amazing. So I put some of the Milk and Honey milk bath in the bath, and then I put some of the Milk and Honey bath oil in the bath. Then I lit a Milk and Honey candle, and I also put my LED candles strategically around the room. And then I got into this steaming hot bath, and I just like relaxed. I reclined, I closed my eyes, and I really felt better.
Look at you. You're becoming a bath.
I know. It's just like a real ritual. And I actually feel like it segues nicely into our first email that we're going to read after the break.
Okay, well, let's get to it. But I do want to say, you know, one thing I feel like we've said and I hear said a lot is like self-care isn't about taking baths. It's about dot, dot, dot. But like sometimes it is about taking a bath.
That's so true. That's such a good point.
Baths are cool, guys.
Baths are cool.
All right. All right. Well, let's take our break and then we will segue into an email that really sets the mood for 2021, I think.
I agree. All right. Be right back.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use. And I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we have returned.
Oh, we're back, baby.
We sure are.
We got to start. We got this email, and it literally takes up a full page in our document that we create for each episode.
It does.
I don't want to skip a word. Like, this person very clearly sets up that they're going to give us a lot of detail. So I think we should just read the whole thing. What do you think?
I agree.
All right. Shall I take the first half?
Oh, sure. That's a good idea.
I could take the whole thing, but I'll just hand it off to you. New listener here, and I feel like I have found my people. I'm loving listening to you ladies while I work, cook, and drive. So now that that's out of the way, I am, caps, here to talk about a weekly scrub down, my weekly hammam, if you will. Are you ready for this detail? During COVID, I've started to up my self-care game. Whereas I would go weeks or months without shaving previously, I now designate Sundays as my day for resetting, relaxing, smoothing, scrubbing, shaving, and as a listener claimed, aggressive moisturizing. One of my best COVID purchases has been a Vanity Planet facial steamer that I use about 1 to 2 times a week. It comes with an attachment to use with essential oils. I picked up a peaceful blend at Whole Foods, stick that bad boy on the steamer, and settle in. The combo of aromatherapy and doing something special for myself has made all the difference in my mental state. The steamer was about $60 and was backordered, but once I received it, I was thrilled and have been singing its praises since. When I don't use the steamer, I use Peter Thomas Roth's Pumpkin Enzyme Mask. This is my holy grail face mask. It transforms my skin. While that is marinating, I slather Mega Babes La Touche on my bum, back of my arms, and inside my thighs. If you haven't tried this product, you should. I even put it on the backs of my husband's arms. It works wonders for keratosis pilaris. Another skincare product that has blown my mind this year has been Moon Juice's Acid Potion. Between the mask and the acid potion, these two products have made my skin look better than it ever has, and I cannot recommend them more highly. Your turn.
Shall I take it away? All right.
Take it away.
I found Flamingo early in the pandemic, and where I was going to get my face/eyebrows waxed every 3 weeks, I am now using their wax kit to do it myself. And this is in all caps. And I'm very happy with the results. A little shocked at how good this Flamingo wax kit is. A few weeks ago, I came across their lotion at Target, bought it. So now that is an everyday treat I look forward to. I too sit in bed, all moisturizing, comfy, smelling myself. I often find lotions to be a bit overwhelming, even if I like the scent. After a while, it becomes too much and I end up hating the lotion. Again, all caps, not with Flamingo. However, to achieve high scrubbed ultimate hammam status, I recommend everyone buying a Love Scrub cloth. That's L-U-V scrub. Yet another pandemic purchase. This is from a Black-owned business, and I'm legitimately planning on buying many more. This is where the hammam is amped up. I go to town with that thing. With the hottest water/steam situation I can stand, don't at me. I'm lovingly aggressive with my scrubbing. It's honestly the best way for me to get ready for another week at home. I feel like a brand new little baby, all hot and steamy and raw and ready. After it all, I finish with my feet doused in O'Keefe's Healthy Feet Lotion in a fresh pair of Barefoot Dreams comfy socks and a Laneige lip mask. Even though I've got nowhere to go, no one to see, and normal clothes aren't being worn, I still feel put together after the end of my ritual. Bonus, I fall asleep within approximately 30 seconds of my head hitting my night pillow and perhaps a visit with my Mod vibrator, which are yet again more pandemic purchases. Even if you don't pick up any of these amazing products, I think everyone should take time once a week to dedicate to making themselves feel fresh, cared for, and ready for another challenging week, and was so excited to hear others' experiences.
Well,
wow.
We are glad to have you on board, listener.
Yeah, wow.
So many things. I've got to try a night pillow. A Mod vibrator?
My ears perked up at Mega Babe's Latouche.
Mm-hmm. I'm also going to...
Keratosis pilaris.
I'm excited to order that that love scrub, too. You're just living your best life out there. And we love you
emailer.
For it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You and I are as well, but
yes.
kudos. I loved this. This email just tickled my fancy.
It's so good. Because we had heard from another listener who does a kind of similar thing.
Yes, I think this is in response to it, but they heightened it to another level. I also I have this Peter Thomas Roth pumpkin enzyme mask, and I haven't tried it yet. So that might be a fun activity for me. Also, Moon Juice's acid potion. Now I'm intrigued.
You love a moon juice.
I mean, moon juice is ridiculous. If you aren't familiar with moon juice, give it a Google. That being said, you know I'm fascinated by this.
Yeah.
All right. Listener, thank you. We can't wait until you weigh in again. Also, I will say those flamingo waxing kits, I've also used them and they're great. If you want to wax and do it at home, they're solid. They're really good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear from some people who have stopped doing some things in the old pandems.
All right. Here we go.
Hi, ladies. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. I just finished mini episode 164 when you guys asked us to let you know if we've successfully stopped doing anything during quarantine. And something that I stopped doing is coloring my hair. I'm 10 months in. I'm about 50% gray. And I started doing it right around when lockdown started in March, because two of my other best girlfriends stopped coloring their hair and they're 10 months in going gray as well. I've been coloring my hair for 20 years. I got my first gray when I was probably in 21, 22. And, it's a shock to see myself with all of the gray, but also I feel more like myself, and I'd be so curious. I'm really trying to get to 1 year, then decide if I want to go back to coloring or if I want to just stick with this new me. So I'm really curious if there's other women out there who have also stopped coloring their hair and let themselves go gray. Particularly women who are, you know, not grandmas or above the age of 60. Be really curious to know. Thanks. Bye.
I was going to say my mom, but she is a grandma and she is above the age of 60. So
my mom did not color her hair and just let herself go gray. And it was really, I thought it was hot, but that, I think that was more in like her 50s that she was doing that. I haven't colored my hair in a year. I think the last over a year, I got like a balayage highlight situation and that's all but grown out, but I don't have a lot of grays yet. So I'd love to hear from our gray listeners.
Yeah, me too. I'm in a similar sitch. I did like a balayage on my ends pretty much. But not color to cover grays.
Do you have any grays? Your hair is like black.
Yeah, my hair is very dark. I have like the occasional gray. A single gray here and there.
That's kind of where I am. I haven't had like a good streak come in yet or anything.
Yeah, me neither.
I would love to hear from people who have gone through this and people who maybe have stopped coloring their hair, whether it's because of COVID times or not.
Yeah.
Very cool. You can make it to a year, listener. I know you can.
Oh, yeah. You're so close.
You've got this.
You've got this.
All right. We heard from another person who has stopped doing a couple things. They write, two things I've stopped doing in the last year. Basically wearing bras altogether. I keep joking that the day I get the second dose of the vaccine, I'm going to get refitted for bras to re-enter the world with my boobs looking great. Isn't that the ultimate self-care? Just starting over with the boobs sitting pretty. Doing my nails. Early in quarantine, I learned how to give myself a manicure, and that was fun. But you know what? I haven't put on nail polish in months, and my nails look amazing. So much hand washing has made my cuticles shine. I love the idea of like getting refitted for bras once we can, you know, safely go into stores again. Because I'm kind of in that same. I have like one bra. As we've discussed on this podcast, I rarely, if ever, wash my bras. So I have like one Third Love bra that I wear all the time, their minimizer bra. And then I have a couple like soft bras that I wear. And that's like, I desperately need new bras, but I just like, I want to do it the right way. And right now you can't really go to a, you know, like a Nordstrom and get measured. So I love this idea, listener.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
All right. Door.
Cat.
Let's pause and BRB with a couple more listener notes.
All right.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, we are back with another voicemail.
Hey, Forever 35. My name is Jen. I'm 35, and I wanted to share a little like COVID triumph and also ask a question of the community. This is about bikini waxing. So when I was 20, I started waxing my own bikini. I had no idea what I was doing, but I was too shy to go and get it professionally done. I bought Teresa hot wax. It comes in this little metal tin that you can warm up on a stove burner, although that's not ideal. You should really buy the fancy warmer. And I did it myself in my kitchen, in my bathroom, in many apartments all over the world. I have used this wax. When I was 30, I decided to really like splurge and be courageous and go and get it done professionally, and it was life changing. So I continued that habit. I stopped waxing myself. I started paying somebody else to do it. Loved it. I should also add that I've always felt like I get my bikini waxed for myself and not for anybody else. I don't go like high bikini. It's like very, very regular. It just feels good to me when I have to wear underwear, which is, you know, most of the time. Anyway, with COVID, clearly I'm not going in for a wax right now. It's not safe where I live. So I went back to buying my hot wax. I order it from Canada, where I'm originally from, but don't live right now. And I just splurged and finally bought the wax warmer, the heating plate, so I don't have to do it on my stovetop, which was giving very inconsistent results. But I'm not a pro. Like, I'm better at it than when I was 20. I really feel like I have gained some skills, but I'm still not amazing at waxing my own bikini. So I would love to know how other folks have been dealing with this, if they've been getting into bikini waxing, if they love waxing their own bikini, and any tips that they have. Thanks so much. Love the pod.
Well, we definitely got another tip in that previous listener voicemail or email about the flamingo strips.
I was just chuckling at the thought of her like traveling the world, bikini waxing kit in tow.
I know.
For some reason that image just
no, like, I was curious where the listener is now. And like, I also love that you're like getting it from Canada.
Totally. Like, totally.
Sometimes like the creature comforts from home, like even though I'm sure you can get similar things wherever you are, like it's just nice to get the thing you're used to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Before the pandemic, I was getting laser hair removal on my bikini line. And like, I get it. I just kind of like having shit a little like trimmed up. Sometimes I give myself a little bikini line buzz cut. You know, you get the scissors out. Listen, also like a great untrimmed bush is also lovely. Like to each their own. But I took a tip from Be There in Five podcast guru, Kate Kennedy, who is an expert on all sorts of pop culture things and just the best. And she uses Veet, I think, hair remover gel.
Wow. That's a blast from the past.
Yes. It has talked about it a lot. So I bought it and I used it on my bikini line recently and like, wow, it smells and it works.
Okay.
So that's what I do.
Here we go.
Anyway, any listeners want to talk about their own waxing at home? Weigh in.
Let's hear it. Okay.
Well, listen, Dory, we're at the end of the road here in terms of this mini episode, but we do want to share an activity suggestion for the week if you need something to do. You don't need to have a love scrub to do this. You could really just use a washcloth or your hands or some sugar. Scrub yourself.
Scrub yourself.
Scrub yourself. Get in a hot bath or a hot shower or stand in your bathroom, get some hot water on a washcloth and give your body a scrub.
Yeah.
You know what? It's the new year. Let's scrub off the old year.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. We're going to scrub away 2020 and welcome in the fresh new skin of 2021. All right. On that note, we love you. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.